Hey, this is Billy Brim again. I've muted you now. I heard someone prancing. We're a little bit wet here and expect to be wetter, but praise the Lord. I have a road that sometimes floods over to come toward my house. I live on a bluff, but I drew a bloodline and it didn't get over it. I do want to tell all of you who might be headed out to Prayer Mountain at noon today. For noon prayer, you'll need to go the Arkansas way. Trigger Creek is flooded on the regular way from Branson. And if you happen to tune in at the 12 noon prayer and you get a video, it would be a video of one of our Secrets of Intercession meetings probably. That means that maybe some of our tech team had flooded roads and couldn't get out to the mountain to do their regular jobs. So praise the Lord. And welcome to everyone here. So wonderful to hear your voices. Some of them I'm getting to where I know. I know the sound of your voice. And last week we had six countries outside the U.S. And I didn't hear all of them until afterwards. They gave me a list. But today I did hear Canada and Australia and Belgium. And we want to welcome you and lift you up. We lift you up in all of your places and your countries as well. Sometimes we get a little centered on the U.S., but we want you to know that we count you very, very important and lift you too. I am a member of ICFM, which is a ministerial association, and I heard Dr. Larry Ollison give the most wonderful lecture, sermon to we ministers, and it's really meant a lot to my prayer life. So I want to share it with you. He began with Leviticus 19:19. You shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. That was the King James Amplified says, mixed seed. The American Standard says, two kinds of seed. Some of them say, different seed. So what God was teaching here is pure. Keep something, how to keep something pure. And he needed to keep those Jews pure because the Messiah is going to come from them. So, but it's also a biblical statute. He calls it a statute. You shall not sow mixed seed. Now, in the New Testament, Mark 4:14 tells us what our seed is. The sower soweth the word. So the seed that we sow in our prayer life, in our confessions, how we talk is lining up. It has to be lining up with the word for it to come to pass. James 3:10 says, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. So here we're told that out of our mouths we're going to be sowing seed all the time. By your words you're justified, by your words you're condemned. You're snared by the words of your mouth. Words are so important. Our words in just regularly walking around talking, and then our words in our prayer life. So if you have out of your mouth coming blessing and cursing, you can't expect much, because James says these things ought not to be so. Also in James, there's an example. If any lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We might say a double-mouthed man. I know there's an old line in the cowboy and Indian movies where the white men didn't keep their treaties, and the natives would say, white men speak with forked tongue. And so a forked tongue or a divided tongue is not the way to get things. He also brought out the part of the angels, how they are commanded to obey God's word. You mighty ones, it says in the Psalms, who obey his commands. So the words, our words, when they are the words of God that come out of our mouth, and angels have a part in bringing them to pass as we pray. However, Brother Larry brought out that if you say one thing at one time, and then you say faith, and then you say doubt and unbelief, it's confusing to the angels, and they don't have a clear command out your mouth. I was sharing this with my son, Terry Brim, who is our general manager. And Terry's in agricultural science, has his degree in agricultural science. And I knew he was always on judging teams when he was in FFA, and they judge meat and judge milk. And he said, Mom, they also grade seed. Seed is graded. The prime is the best. And he said, seed is graded on its ability to sprout, to germinate. So the seed that comes out of your mouth to grow into what it needs to grow into, it has to sprout quickly. It has to, you know, it can be a slow sprouter or a fast sprouter, the seed that you sow with your mouth. Now, the sower soweth the word. The word of God is the very best seed you can sow. My friend, Dr. Gary Wood, who was killed and went to heaven in 1966 in a car wreck, and then now he's had his 50th anniversary. He also was at the ICFM meeting, and we were talking about these things. And he said that he was told in heaven about prayer. He was taught in heaven about prayer. It's in his book. And we have that book. I've forgotten the name of it. But you can get that book from us if you want to, and I'll offer it today for $5. And remember, anything I offer, you do have to pay postage. Even if I give away something free, they're always getting on to me about that. I don't say plus postage. But we'll give you Dr. Gary Wood's book on heaven and on his trip to heaven for $5 plus postage. And Gary said, he was told in heaven when he was taught about prayer, and he was taught about the different, he was taught about this space between heaven and earth, the middle heavens, you might call, where the demons, the princes of the power of the air, operate. And he showed how prayer shoots through there. And he was told that the very best prayer we can pray is, it is written. Jesus told him to tell us, when you pray, be able to say, it is written. That's what Jesus said, you know, when he was confronted by the enemy. He would always say, when he was tested, it is written. So sowing God's word is the best. So right now, first of all, we're going to sow God's word for our leaders, and we're going to pray in that very way right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you, first of all, because it is written, 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Dearest Heavenly Father, it is written that you want us to have a time of quietness and peaceableness, to live in all godliness and honesty, to be able to propagate the gospel, to be able to send people on mission trips, to be able to worship freely, and that all men might be saved. We know that you want this for us. And it is written that something that it has to do with it is that we pray, first of all, for our leaders. So that's what we're doing right now in accordance to what is written. We thanking you very much for giving us good leaders. Oh, God, we just praise you and thank you and give you glory. It says it is written that we are to give you thanks. We do want to thank you for our president, our vice president, the generals who have to do with our defense, oh, Lord. My Father, decisions have to be made now about North Korea. Evil is attempting to work through that rogue nation, through that man, Father. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we ask you for wisdom, and we know that our leaders are asking for wisdom. I heard my president say, with my own ears I heard him say, we pray for wisdom. Father, you will not deny them wisdom. We are not wavering. It is written that if we ask wisdom, we shall have it. And so the wisdom that we are asking right now is the wisdom that they'll know what to do about North Korea. They'll know, Father, what to do, how we do praise you, Lord. We do pray for protection. We pray for quiet and peaceableness and godliness in the name above all names. Holy Father, we do pray that our leaders will have wisdom about Israel. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, our president is meeting today. As far as I know, the meeting is still on with Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the PA. Father, you know, we know, he was a Holocaust denier. We know that things are not done. We know there's deception. And we do believe that our president knows there's deception. It is rumored, Lord, that he's going to tell them they need to quit giving money to terrorists and paying terrorists when they do some evil deed to Israel. Father, we do pray for we do pray for, and we know he's capable of it, standing very strong against evil and deception and not being deceived by anything Mahmoud Abbas would say, nor giving concessions that would be against Israel. In the name above all names, we pray. Heavenly Father, those matters that are domestic and political, I don't know about. I haven't read the health bill proposal. I don't know about the tax cut proposals. But I do know, Father, that the wisdom from above that will guide him in matters from North Korea to health care and tax cuts will, it's from the same source. It's from you. And Father, in our own lives, we know that you have numbered the very hairs of our head. You care about us. How we do praise you for being such a good Father. You are so wondrous. You are so magnifical. We give you glory and we thank you, Father. We thank you for the great plan of redemption that you planned and sent our Lord Jesus Christ to consummate. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. And Father, we want to lift up today Israel, because it is written that we are to pray for Israel. It is written in Isaiah 62:1, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a light that burneth. I know that these are the words of the Messiah, but we say them after him, because he's our head, and we're his body. And it is written that for Zion's sake he will not hold his peace, therefore we will not hold our peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. We know, Holy Father, that you have Jerusalem as an apple of your eye and Israel. And we know that you have great plans for Jerusalem. It is written that you do. Scripture after scripture after scripture, how you will bring her forth in glory. And just a few verses down. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read that. It is written, thou shalt also, verse 3, thou shalt also, I'm going to start with verse 2, and the nations shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. You see, in the millennial, Jerusalem will be raised up as the highest city and the highest mountain in the earth, and all the earth will be ruled out of Jerusalem. And it is the Jews who will rule from there under our Lord Jesus Christ and under their champion King David. Verse 3 says, "Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of God." Isaiah 62:4, "Thou shalt no more be called forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be called desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delights in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee." God has wonderful future plans for Jerusalem. But as of right now, the next verse tells us about the prayers and the watchmen that God has set. I believe us in this 8 o'clock call this morning. It is written in Isaiah 62:6, "I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth." Right now, Jerusalem is troubled on every side. People want to divide her. But God has watchmen set right now. And he has said that they will never hold their peace day nor night. "You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence." That in the Hebrew says, you that are the Lord's remembrancers. You remind him. You do not keep silence and give him no silence till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Some light on that, "you who are the Lord's remembrancers," comes from Isaiah 43:26. "Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified." When we pray, he is telling us the very same thing that we talked about when we opened the call. We sow the word. We put him in remembrance of his word. It's not that he forgets it. It's just that this is the powerful seed. This is the power that goes through that middle, mid-heavens, where those demons are trying to stop things from coming to pass, where the demons are working over Jerusalem. I remember one time when Brother Halverson, and I don't know if it's him they're playing today in case the tech people can't get there, but if it is, the Lord took him one night over the places of the earth where the greatest battles are going on, and Jerusalem is the last place he went, and he was told this is where the greatest battles are going forth. So we are to pray. It is written, that's Isaiah 62:6-7. Then we're told to pray, and then we're also told to pray in Psalm 122:6. "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee." Peace is the word shalom, and it comes from the word root word shalem, which means wholeness. So we are to pray for the wholeness of Jerusalem, that it not be divided, as well as that there not be war there. I have been keeping a track on whether or not President Trump is going to go to Israel. And now they say it will possibly be on May 22nd or 23rd. He's planning a trip to Europe, and I'm leaving for Israel on the 23rd. And by the way, all of you, go to see this movie. I won't get to see it because I'm going to be flying in the air, and it's only going to be on one night. It's absolutely marvelous. I've watched the trailers on 700 Club, Pat Robertson, and it's called In Our Hands. In Our Hands. It's taken from the fact that in 1967, the Israeli soldier said, the leader said, the Temple Mount is in our hands. This was the first time in 2,000 years. So the movie is called In Our Hands, and you can go on to InOurHands1967.com. and you can find a theater that's near you. It's only going to be a one-day showing. If a lot of people watch, well, then they will extend it. Please do that so I can see it when I come back. It's inourhands1967.com. I'm going to Israel, and if you want to go, we still have a few seats open for our trip, which begins the 28th and 29th. Some are leaving the 28th, some the 29th. You can call Ruby at Israel Tours, 417-598-0505. We thank you so much for your prayers for our project and Migdal Arbel. You should be getting a letter in the mail, which I really tell you what's on my heart about that. And if you did not get that letter, call us and give us your name and address and say, please send me Billy Brim's prayer letter. Now, I do think that we're going to post it online in a little bit. Call us at, for either the book I said or to get my prayer letter, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And if you don't do computer, just write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, and we'll send it to you. And, of course, everyone can call 1-800-972-3447. That's my partner letter, and I really told him there my heart about Migdal Arbel. I'd like to share that with you, and I wish you would know about it because we just do need your prayers. In fact, this prayer call is we started it to pray for Israel and to pray for our project, which is really getting up and going now. I want to also invite you to CUFI, Christians United for Israel Summit, July 17 and 18 in Washington, D.C., but come a day early, July 16 on Sunday, because we have a Daughters for Zion prayer conference, and I'll be teaching. Lynn Hammond is the host, Cheryl Morrison and Diana Hagee, and we'll be teaching and sharing. I'll have a session there. That's on Sunday, July 16. And you can just go online to CUFI.com, and there you can get information as to how to register. You do have to register. Also, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. on August 20th on the Mall. First of all, on the Mall, we're inviting everyone to call in and to sign up and say, yes, I will pray first of all. First of all, I will pray for our president. And so you can just call us on 1-800-972-3447 and say, sign me up. A lot of you have already done it, and I do thank you for that. Also, you will need to register to go on the Mall with us. And before we're on the Mall, we're going to be in Delaware. We're going to be in Newcastle, Delaware for a two-day meeting. I'll be there. I'm going to be Chicago at Brother Bill Winston's church coming up here, I think it's 17th, 18th. 18th, 19th, something like that. You can go online and find out in this month. I do thank all of you for being with us, and just it thrills me. I just really do get a thrill. I sit here, and I have my paper lined out here, and I've divided it into tens, and I can tell how many we've got. Today we have a record. We have 40. I'll have to figure out what those other 10 states are. And I might have missed someone, too. But I want to thank you individually. I want to thank you when you come on and you say Owasso, Oklahoma, and you say you give your town. I like that. And I like your different accents. This is a marvelous country. We thank God for it. And Canada, you're a marvelous country. Belgium, I've visited you so many times. And Australia, I know what's coming for you, a great Holy Ghost move. And for all of us, we pray. Oh, dearest Heavenly Father, I want to lift up every single person. Count it down in heaven. I know you can deal in big numbers. So these who have called in today, they're really not a very big number for you, Lord. But I'm asking you that you will, in some way, give them extra blessing today, an extra sense of your presence. Dear Jesus, we all love you so, and we thank you so. Praise God. And while you're praying today, I'm writing a book. I did it again. I was on there with Gloria, and I advertised a book that wasn't written yet. But God's helping me, and I ask you for your prayers as I'm writing a book. It's called First of All and the Awakenings. And it's going to talk about quite a few things, I think, that people will be interested in, be helpful. So I appreciate your prayers. And we lift up all of those, dear Father, today, where the rains are coming and rain is not needed. In the name above all names, we thank you, dearest Lord, that you watch over people and you watch over areas. I thank you that my road didn't flood down here. And we give you glory and honor. We know you are always there for everyone. And we just thank you. Thank you, Father, for your comfort to the Cooper family, Carol Cooper's family, who's gone on to be with you now. And anyone else who might be online who's had someone that's gone on. We thank you that you're called the God of all comfort. And we thank you for that, dearest, dearest Lord. How precious you are to us. How precious. We worship you. We adore you. We give you glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And shalom to you, all of my dear brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.